والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers, Allah تبارك وتعالى has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. They are all ways, or they are different ways of the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So when we get together here on a Thursday night, it should not be considered as some kind of farz, wajib, sunnat, the way that we make the zikrullah, the methodology, as we say in inverted commas. Many of these type of programs, they turn to bidat when the people that congregate start giving it that importance in deen which it has not been given by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or the sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. In other words, what I am saying is there are lots of deeni programs. We have our madaris, we have our khanqas, we have our darul ulooms, we have the tabligh and dawat mehnat. Many of the things that have been introduced are ihdas lid deen and not fid deen, meaning that they are not innovations in deen itself. It is the experience of the people that if you have to do a course of this nature, for example, where for 6 years, 8 years they study different kitabs, and then the final year they do the Sahih Sitta, the six books of Hadith Sharif, in which include Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif also, authentic ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and if tafsir of the Quran Sharif is done, and if fiqh and jurisprudence is done, and many other kitabs are covered, then that person is worthy of being called an alim. So now that is something which we will say was not in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, we didn't have the darul ulooms of our kind. But no one can say that these darul ulooms are bidat. But if somebody has to say that now the syllabus that we have, the timetable that we have, and the examination schedules that we have, the pass marks that we allocate, now all these things are compulsory, and if any person from another institution, he does not have the same kind of terms and conditions of admission, etc., as we have, so then that person is committing some kind of sin, then we will say that's a major bidat. The same with khanqa work, the same with tabligh and dawat work and all other works, that much of it is based on experience, that if a person spends a certain amount of time concentrating on certain aspects of his life, introspecting, meditating, devoting his time, spending some time in the company of the pious and righteous elders, then there is great hope that that person's life will come on track, that he will change his style of life. He will now think straight. He will be more concerned about the akhirat, about the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, about doing everything in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah, and that he will detest and dislike and hate and abhor whatever is shameless, indecent, obscene and haram. So therefore the person spends that time. So then we will say that that is not a bidat. But if somebody starts looking down at another person who has not attended a certain program of a certain kind, then we will say that that person needs to get his facts right. Because if we are going to say that it is only in this method or that method, then which work of deen can we say that existed exactly in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, like what we are doing today? So the parameters of Sharia have to be there. Quran and Sunnah, that must be our guideline. Zikrullah was mentioned in the Quran Sharif, mentioned in the Hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Certain tasbihat, if it is recited so many times, then these are the benefits. Fazail and Zikr kitabs are filled with those ahadith. Look at Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's kitab. So those things are there. Now it just is the experience of people, our mashayikh, that if you have to get people together and make them make zikrullah in a certain manner, or make istighfar and tawbah with the congregation in a certain manner, then the hearts of the people become cleaned, purified, or they get an awareness of the existence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that Allah Ta'ala is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing. They become conscious of that, and slowly, slowly their lives become clean and pure. The pollution is removed. It is like the detergent that is removing all the marks and all the spots and all the other kinds of filth and impurity that may have soiled the cloth or garment. So like that, this istighfar, tawbah and the majalis of tawbah and zikrullah, that is what it does. Or the person goes out in the jamaat and spends a certain number of days within certain usools and certain limits. So then also that person's focus comes right. So this is the objective. But it is not complete deen. Complete deen is where the person will have to learn the masail of deen. He must know how to make that namaz. Now he got interested in making namaz, so he must know how to make that salah. He got interested in making or giving zakat, so now he must know how much zakat to give. How do you calculate who are eligible for zakat? And what about the zakat that he did not pay over the years that went by before he made tawbah? The same with the qaza salats, the same with hajj. So the masail of nikah, talaq, everything, the person has to learn. It's not a question of just attend one zikrullah majlis and the person becomes waliullah. Without learning the masail, how is the person going to be able to obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? We cannot follow and obey without knowing the masail. So jurisprudence is extremely important. Now our weakness is that in whichever work we participate, then finish, that's the end of the world. There's nothing, no other chapter after that. The book is closed. If somebody asks, then we say, no, I spend every week I go for this program or that program, and we believe that that is sufficient. Then basic masail after that we are unaware of. So this majlis, which I have been repeatedly saying, if you're coming for some academic discussion, then it's not going to be in this majlis. But at the same time, we don't say that you must not go and look for those chapters. We have to learn the Quran Sharif, how to recite the Quran Sharif, learn the meaning of the Quran Sharif, make amal on the Quran Sharif. So to light up that love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have these type of programs. And also, we are living in a world of mischief, fitnas, corruption. The environment, we know how sinful or how much of darkness there is in the environment. The environment, which I say is very, very vicious, is worse than the animals in the Kruger National Park, because those animals, at the most, they will devour the person and send it. They may leave behind a little part of of his body for the qabristan, or they may digest the whole body. So that person became shaheed, he'll get Jannatul Firdaus inshallah in the akhirat. So at the most they will be harmful or destructive for the person's life, which is going to end someday. But if the person's iman is affected by the environment, and which is becoming very, very common, because we deal with cases every day of our lives, and the type of statements that people make when they are in difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering, then straight away criticism of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system of government, as we will say, or Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wisdom, they will say that what kind of Allah that is, na'uzu billah, that he has done such injustice to me. People actually use these type of words, that Allah ta'ala did injustice. Now who can be more just than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? But they don't know, because they only see the outward. They don't know what Allah ta'ala's wisdom is. And also we don't remember many a times the sins that we committed in our lives. Certain sins we don't remember, where we did great injustice upon somebody. We forget all those things very easily. Years ago we may have done injustice. Now other sins Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives. The person makes tawbah from other sins, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives. But there are certain sins where justice has to be done. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala punishes in this world. Akhirat is akhirat, unless the person asks those people for forgiveness. So we don't know, and sometimes it's a test. Otherwise every student can say, great injustice is being done to me in the matric exam. Look, I have to work so hard, I have to study so much, and I have to burn the midnight oil. Great injustice. Can anybody call that injustice? Because he knows what are going to be the rewards after he passes his examination. The one who is becoming a doctor, the one who is becoming an engineer, is becoming a scientist, whatever he may be becoming. Look at the amount of time that they have to spend. Now, can we say that's injustice? Other people are going to sleep early, or they're enjoying themselves in the discos, cinemas and theatres, and this student has to work so hard. But they all know that after that there's going to be packages that they will get. So now because of that, what they are going to earn and all those bounties that they are seeing in their dreams, so they are prepared to work, and nobody calls that injustice. So if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tests a person, and the test also is within the capacity of the person to bear. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Whatever test comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is definitely within the capacity of the person to bear those tests. So tests can be tolerated, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ma'iyyat is with that person who is being tested. Inna Allaha ma'as sabireen. But if it is azab from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that we can say that the person, he hasn't got the ma'iyyat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He hasn't got the muhabbat and the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the test. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not on his side. So then it makes the person's life restless, miserable, tightened and narrowed. And there is no way out that the person seems to find. Because if he had taqwa, then he would have found a way out. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. So if he had taqwa in his life, piety and God fear, then that same Allah who has sent that test, he'll find a way out for him. Because he's got taqwa, but now he's got no taqwa, and it is the azab of Allah Ta'ala and not a test. So then those are the people whose lives become miserable, and then they start making all kinds of statements, condemning and rejecting everything. So all the efforts of deen are for that purpose. All the efforts of deen is for that same purpose, to bring to life the conscious remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at all times. Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. If you hide and commit sins, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching. We can't hide from him. As a test, one waliullah, one murshid, he gave all his murids one small chick, and he said, go and slaughter it somewhere where nobody sees. So everyone went some corner and slaughtered it and came back. But one person brought it back, live. Said, why did you bring it back live? He said, wherever I went, you said must slaughter where no one watches. So wherever I went, Allah was watching. Now look at that istihzar, that because of the effort that the person had made. So now he's so conscious, although what this person really meant was go somewhere where no human being is watching. But because the tarbiyah was made, the tazkiyah was made, so therefore this person now is conscious of this fact also, that Allah Ta'ala is watching everywhere. And the condition was that he must be slaughtered where nobody is watching. So where can I go hide and slaughter this chicken? Now that person who is so conscious that he doesn't want to slaughter the chicken because Allah Ta'ala is watching everywhere, will he commit zina? Will that person commit adultery? Will he go to the gambling den? Will he commit fornication? Will this person drink? Will this person steal? Will he commit other crimes? The person who is not prepared to slaughter a halal chicken in a halal way, because Allah Ta'ala is watching. So you think now he's going to go to those haram places. This is the purpose, to bring to life. And that is our major weakness. All those who are writing from different parts of the world just can't get over this sin and can't give up this addiction and can't give up that addiction, porn sites and drugs and women and everything else. Then this is the real cause of the problem. Now if we try to just water the branches or water the leaves and we expect that tree which was drying up to start producing good fruit, it doesn't help. We have to go for the root. And the root is that there's no khawf-e-khuda in the heart. Or there's no muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in those hearts. There's no ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. There's no recognition of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's ihsan upon the ummah. We don't realize and recognize and we don't appreciate. We are ungrateful. And because of this, then the person gets addicted to many, many things which makes his life miserable. So to bring about that realization, and alhamdulillah, many, many people around the globe, after listening to the programs on internet or tapes or radio stations or listening live, have indicated how many, many sins they have given up in their lives. It is only Allah Ta'ala's fazal. And it is also the barakat of a lot of other works that are taking place. Also it is the same reason, same goal, same objective. Our election took place. Now we said, as far as the election is concerned, use your vote, treat it as an amanat and vote for the best or the lesser of the two evils. That was a different issue. But what is the effort that is being made there? Look behind the scenes. The effort is to go higher from one stage to another. Every person has got that hubbejah, the love of position. If we are looking at the majority, 99%, that say that I am the right candidate, vote for me, vote for me, vote for me, then what is behind their minds? It is that I am in a lower position, I want to go to a higher position. That is what it is. If a person is an ordinary policeman, then after some years he wants to go to a higher position, until he becomes a police commissioner. And then he will not be satisfied, he wants to become a minister. When he's a minister, then after that he wants to become a cabinet minister. Cabinet minister, then he wants to become the prime minister. So every person wants to go higher and higher in whichever position he is. Now, there's nothing wrong if the person makes the right effort and Allah Ta'ala raises him to a high position. But here there is absolutely no pleasing of that Allah, who is the provider, who is the nourisher, who is the sustainer. And the person wants to go higher and higher. Hazrat Mullah Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said that this is like those pigeons that you have in the boxes. Now you have, like how our shoe boxes we have, there are shoes in the bottom shelf, middle shelf, higher shelf, and right up we have like that outside here. So like that, say if you have to have all boxes and you put pigeons in there, you put birds in there, and now you start feeding those birds. So what should that bird be doing? That bird must please the master. The master must be pleased with those birds or with those pigeons. irrespective of which box they are in. If the master is pleased with the bird which is right in the lower, which is in the bottom box or the lowest box, but is very pleased, then he'll make the life of that pigeon very comfortable. He will feed it. Personally, the person goes there, he cleans that box, he puts the food, and he takes care of it because he likes and he loves that pigeon that is in that box. But if for some reason he is displeased with the one that is right on top is displeased, so he doesn't give food to that pigeon there. So although that pigeon may be right on the top shelf, but if it is locked up there and the master is now not feeding that pigeon there or that bird there in that cage, so what's going to happen is the life of that bird will become miserable, although it is right on the top shelf. And the life of that one which is in the bottom one will become very pleasant and a happy one, because the master is pleased. So irrespective of which box we are in, which position we are in, whether the person is an ordinary businessman, the person is a laborer, the person is working as a teacher, is in some profession, is a doctor, is an engineer, is a scientist, is a lawyer, whatever he may be, in whichever box he is, even though he may be just an ordinary laborer. But if he is pleasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the one that feeds, the feeding and the nourishment and the sustenance and the pleasure in the hearts actually comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore, if Allah ta'ala is pleased with the one in the bottom box, then he will make that person's life happy, and under all conditions Allah ta'ala will give that person sukoon in the heart, tranquility in the heart. Allah ta'ala will give him peace of mind. Allah ta'ala will give him contentment. His earning may be less, but we'll find so many of them with less earning, but they are always smiling, they are happy, they're contented, and after they have had a hard day's work, they go home, and even if the pillow is hard like a rock, but they fall off to sleep, and they snore away, and they get up in the morning refreshed. And that person whose life Allah ta'ala is going to make miserable, one is again the test, remember test, for the pious, righteous, who are not like us, they are pious, righteous, then for them it is test. So they, in their hearts, they will be sukoon. Outside they may be different condition. But I'm talking about this sukoon that comes in the heart with the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Then even if the person is in the bottommost box, then he will be given that happiness and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But if Allah Ta'ala is displeased with the one right on top, then he can own oil wells, he can have kingdoms, he can have thrones, he can have crowns, he can have gold and silver, platinum and uranium, and he can have diamonds and jewels. But if Allah Ta'ala is displeased with that person right on top, because he has displeased Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because there is nothing but negligence and indifference and shamelessness and obscenity and behayai in their lives, or there is nothing but wastage and injustice and oppression and tyranny, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in spite of the person being right in the topmost box, but he'll make his life miserable. He'll make it miserable because he is Allah. So that is the purpose of this type of majalis. That we understand this. We have been listening, but we don't seem to take it to heart. In fact, we become annoyed and displeased when somebody wants to make amal on deen, then it makes us angry. In these days, we become angry and annoyed and displeased if somebody wants to make amal on deen. That child who goes to the drunk, to the cinemas and theatres and discos and all the haram places, then we are unconcerned. The moment that child starts going to the masjid, madrasa, and the person starts reading some tasbih and starts practicing on the Quran and Sunnah, then straight away we agitate. What's wrong with this child? He's gone off his head. Now we consider that person gone off his head. So that is a sign that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has become displeased. I don't know how many times I must have mentioned that beautiful couplet, and I will repeat and conclude for tonight's nasihat. Jisse hai aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstaan mein. Jisse hai aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstaan mein. देख कर मेरे अशके नदामत, अब्र रहमत की बारिश है जामे। ओ अल्लाह, विद हुम सो एवर यू आर प्लीज्ड, देन दैट पर्सन इज इन गार्डन्स डे एंड नाइट। अल्लाह तबारक व तआला मेक्स हिज हार्ट ए गार्डन एन ऑर्चर्ड विद ब्यूटिफुल ब्यूटिफुल फ्रेग्रेंसेज ऑफ द मोहब्बत ऑफ अल्लाह तआला एंड रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। शबो रोज है गुलसिताम। And the other person who has displeased Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he can be sitting in gardens, but his heart is restless. Take a person who has been charged for murder, and he's going to be sentenced for life, and now he's been given 3 days to enjoy himself in gardens. And then he will be arrested and handcuffed and taken to the prison and locked away, and the key will be thrown away. Now tell this person, go to the garden and enjoy the orchard, and the bloom of flowers, and the fragrances of flowers, and whatever is your heart's desire to eat and drink, will bring it for you, as long as you enjoy yourself and you are happy. Can that person ever be happy? Can he ever enjoy that food? Can he enjoy those fragrances? Jisse hai aap khush is jahan mein, o shab o roz hai gulsita mein, dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, abre rahmat ki barish hai jahan mein. Looking at my tears of repent and regret and remorse, rains of rahmat are falling onto my heart. These tears from the eyes are like the rains of rahmat. When the ground and the earth is dry, the rains fall and you find everything turning green again. Like that, this heart which has become dried, there's a drought in the heart because of sins. So now when these rains of rahmat fall, because of that ashk nadamat, then that person's heart also gets new life. There's once again new life in that heart. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me and bless everyone with it. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara दिल हमारा चाहिए। Oh Allah, I need support for this existence. I need your support. To live in this world, we need Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's support. Our life is in His control. Our sight, hearing, speech, heart, liver and lungs, everything in His control. Our wealth, the homes in which we live, the ground on which we walk. So therefore we need Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whether we like it or not, the atheist who says there's no existence of Allah, take him to the middle of the ocean and drop him there, and then see who he shouts for. Throw him from the boat in the middle of the ocean and doesn't know how to swim also. And when he's drowning, then see who he shouts for. Oh my God, he'll make that. That's the most stupid person who, after looking at the creation of Allah Ta'ala, cannot recognize the existence of Allah Ta'ala. So, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Oh my beloved Allah, the heart must be mine, and in this heart the love must be of yours. Gham here means love of Allah, muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is what the heart is for. A person can live in seclusion for years and years, even if he doesn't have no company. But if he is, for example, is stranded on some island somewhere and there's nobody there, but the Muslim, the believer, because he has belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum, he is with you wherever you may be, then that person, even in that state, you will find that he will not commit suicide. He will truly believe that my Allah is with me. It's like a companionship which you cannot really explain in words. Mujhko jeene का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए. So it must be your love of Allah in my heart. Imagine those hearts which are filled with the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Dozens of times you have now heard Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, when the fragrance of the muhabbat and love of Allah comes in my heart, vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to put a description, because it's an experience. It's not a fantasy world we're talking about. It's not some kind of fairy tales. Millions of people in the world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed them with that kind of muhabbat, that kind of love. Their hearts were lit up with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ishq. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. The ocean of your muhabbat and love, O Allah, I need the shores of that ocean. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahi, my forehead at your door, my Allah. Either at the Kaabatullah Sharif or the masajid of the world, or even in sajda wherever the person is. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahi. But especially those people who are blessed with being in front of the Kaabatullah Sharif, with the tajalli of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala descending upon it 24 hours of the day. A direction which is so sacred that we are not even allowed to spit in that direction. Thousands of miles away, we are told, we must not spit in the direction of the Kaaba Sharif. Direction of Qibla, we must not spit. We must not urinate in the direction. So what kind of direction? If that direction is so sacred, then what about the Kaabatullah Sharif itself? And what about those who are closest to the Kaabatullah Sharif? So that is the best. After that, as I said, then the Masajid, Masjid Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Masjid Aqsa, the Jame Masajid, Jumma Masajid, and the other Masajid. Then even if the person is making sajda in his own home, but before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when the person puts his forehead down, but we must build up that kind of dedication, devotion. It must not be just a hit and run sajda and the person is gone. What will we get out of that sajda? The danger is that those kind of sajdas may be hit back at that person. That with such negligence you put your head in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you have to stand in front of a king, you vibrate and shiver. When we just go to a courthouse, then we sit with such respect, and we go to the parliament, then we can't just make a move as we wish to. With such respect we have to sit there. And here in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is as if nothing has happened. We just make our movements, our postures, our qiyam, our ruku, our sajda, without that kind of realization that we are making it before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But if the person is making it sincerely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and with that azmat of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, that I am before my Allah, whether it is Zohar namaz, Asar namaz, Isha namaz, any namaz, Yes, for the Imam it is man amma qawman fal yukhaffif. Imam will make light. But we are talking about when the person is making his sajda, his ruku, his own nafil namazes or his other namazes, then they, at least that sajda must be such that he realizes that my forehead is before my Allah. The creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of man, jinn, the creator of trees, animals, the birds, the eagles. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, look at the ocean that he has created. And yet this planet earth is just one small place. So the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then when he makes a sajda, then it is as if he builds up his own alam.
اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر
Cry it out and light up this heart. Bring life into the dead heart.
Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye Bahre ulfat ka kinara چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارہ چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے
Whatever kind of gham, whatever kind of pain, whatever kind of difficulty, hardship, problem, disaster, calamity, whatever you can think of, whatever difficulty, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. The first one that we must turn towards, we must be Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sahaba kiram, look at their condition. The moment some kind of difficulty and hardship, the first thing in the masjid, and yet they were pious, righteous, there was no question of sinning like us deliberately. With all their piety, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also immediately masjid. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Because he is the one that will find the way out. How many times I have given that example, analogy, that it is like the examination room where the students are writing an examination paper. And the paper is very difficult. And the one who has said the paper is walking past and he says, what's the problem? Says that the paper is very difficult and very tough. He says, well, you put your hand into my hand and I will now write the answers for you. Will that paper then be difficult? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has set the paper. If the difficulty and test has come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and if Allah ta'ala says, you turn towards me, cry before me, express your shame and nadamat and remorse over your sins, and I will open the floodgates of my maghfirat and rahmat and mercy for you. So will then the paper be difficult? Allah Ta'ala will find a way out.
Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye unke hote
kya sahara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, lazzat-e-far yaad toofaanon mein hai, lazzat-e-far yaad toofaanon mein hai, kaun kehta hai iskinara chahiye, lazzat-e-far yaad toofaanon mein hai, kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye. Now this is for the very pious, very righteous and very God fearing, and those who have really recognized Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They say, lazzate faryad tufanon mein, O Allah, in the tufan, in the storms, that is where I get real enjoyment of taking your name. Because when those difficulties come, when those hardships come, when the ship is in the middle of the ocean, it is being lashed by storms, then see how the people really turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have seen, because we used to travel by ship from here to Bombay, up and down during our student days in India. 21 days rocking on the ship and lashed by storms. And when the boat goes round and round, the huge ship like that, that is spun around like a child's toy. That is the tufan of the oceans, those who have experienced it. So at that time, see, every person, whether he is Muslim, non-Muslim, anyone, everyone is praying, lazzate faryad tufano mein. Everyone recognizes his God at that time. So the Muslim and the believer, he comes closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because it is deep-hearted dua now that he is making. Deep-hearted. But because we are not in that category, so therefore we don't ask for that. We say, Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, afiyat, afiyat. Give us afiyat, well-being, salamati. Protect us and safeguard us from all kinds of calamities, difficulties and hardships. Because we are extremely weak servants of yours. We know that a little poverty comes and the person sells his iman. One pretty face comes and he sells his iman. A little bit of difficulties, test and trial, and the person makes all kinds of bakwas and all kinds of statements against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore we ask Allah ta'ala for nothing but salamati and afiyat. But if the difficulty does come, then deep hearted dua to Allah ta'ala, and he will find a way out, definitely.
Lazzate far yaad toofaanon mein hai, kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye.
We'll stop there for tonight. So remember what I said in the nasihats that we made, that please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, irrespective of which compartment we are in or which box we are in. If the person is in the lowest box because he's an ordinary person, simple person, no post, no position, but he pleases Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will make him happy in that position. And the person who is in the highest position, but if there is displeasure of Allah Ta'ala and there is misuse and abuse of that wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given, then Allah Ta'ala will make that person unhappy and his life miserable. He will have everything around him, but he will just wish that he can leave this world. He'll have everything around him, but he'll wish for death. May Allah Ta'ala give us the realization. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah jalla jalaluhu La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam Ab to rahe bas tada me akhir virde zuban ae mere ilah La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے Oh Allah, with your karam, with your kindness, with your favor, Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. We know we are not deserving of it. We are deserving of your wrath and of your anger. But my Allah, governments of the world give amnesty. Therefore we seek from you amnesty. Protect us, safeguard us, give us najat, give us salvation. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda tere dar par tera banda va ummeed e karam aaya Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nafso shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ae mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most forgiving Allah. ہم گنہگار ہیں, سیاہکار ہیں. We are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. Yet the earth has to open and swallow each and every one of us. If the gale force winds has to knock down every one of us. If the tsunamis has to destroy us. We know we are deserving of all that. Ay Rabbe Kareem, we engage in those same sins that the nations of the past engaged in. And we know that we are deserving of your wrath, of your anger. But my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. We are not bragging about our sins. We are ashamed of our sins. We are expressing remorse. Ay Rabbe Kareem, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. We are making a'tiraf of our qusur. We are acknowledging our weaknesses. My beloved Allah, our hands are raised before you, not raised before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot avail us, cannot help us in any way. Ay Rabbe Kareem, we have raised our hands before you. This very moment you are watching us, my beloved Allah. We have gathered here for no other reason, except that we have got great hope in your mercy, my Allah, that your forgiveness is vast. The ocean of your forgiveness is so vast, that even if our sins are more than the waves of the oceans, if our sins are more than the grains of the sand of the earth, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, your ocean of forgiveness is so vast that just one drop is sufficient to wash away the sins of mankind. Ay Rabbe Kareem, ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما, رحم فرما, رحم فرما, رحم فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, where else can we go? There is no other door for us that we can tap. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbe Kareem, oh my beloved Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. My beloved Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahata hoon main teri pana. We need your help, your assistance. We are extremely weak, my beloved Allah. We make tawbah and break our tawbah. With your power of jaz, pull us towards you, my Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, wherever in the world they may be, bless them with shifa. Purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy and of jealousy. Bless us with the hearts that you give to your awliya, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. Fill our hearts with your محبت and the love of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulty. Bless us all with rizq halal, by Allah. Rizq halal in abundance with barakat, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. Those who are unemployed, bless them with halal employment. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with marriage partners who are compatible, pious and righteous. Ya Rabbi Kareem, change the direction of our hearts. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children, my beloved Allah, have distanced themselves from you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring them back onto Sirat-i-Mustaqeem. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hum sabko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Ay Rabbe Kareem, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering around the globe of mankind, my Allah. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Use us for the khidmat of your deen. We are standing at the doors of hidayat. We are not allowing them to enter into the fold of Islam because of our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our evil deeds and actions. Oh my Allah, don't seize us and call us to account on the day of judgment. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, watching some porn site, engaging in adultery or fornication, or is it some filthy literature in our hands, or popping drugs in our mouths. We don't know when the angel of death will squeeze out the soul from our bodies. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the death of barakat. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzar e Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyar e Quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash talim ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khankao ko qubool farma. Rabbe Kareem, you are well aware of the good wishes, desires, tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the pain, the suffering and problem of each and every individual. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the difficulties, pain, suffering and hardship. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan على حبيبك خير الخلق كله مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كله. الله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.